The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 30th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Tuesday of Holy Week. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is St. John Climacus, abbot of Sinai, called Climacus from the title of his famous book, The Climax, or The Ladder of Perfection. He was a Syrian or Palestinian, born in 525 and started his eremitical life at the age of 16. He lived for many years as a hermit on Sinai. He then went to Thale. He was revered also as a scripture scholar and authored The Ladder of Perfection to provide a comprehensive treatise on the ideal of Christian perfection and the virtues and vices of the monastic life. St. John Climacus was elected abbot of the monks on Mount Sinai at the age of 70. He died there March 30th, 606. St. John Climacus, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I adore you and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo DeFilippis of St. Luke Productions.
Christ, the burning fire. When Jesus talks about fire, he means, in the first place, his own passion, which was a passion of love and was therefore a fire. Jesus does not come to make us comfortable. He brings the great living fire of divine love, which is what the Holy Spirit is, a fire that burns. In an apocryphal saying of Jesus that has been transmitted by Origen, he says, "Whoever comes close to me comes close to the fire. Whoever comes close to him, accordingly, must be prepared to be burned." It burns, yet this is not a destructive fire, but one that makes things bright and pure and free and grand. Being a Christian, then, is daring to entrust oneself to this burning fire. Christ is the one who brings peace, but we only properly comprehend this peace that Christ brings if we do not understand it as a way of cheating oneself out of pain or out of the truth and the conflicts that truth brings with it. If the Church simply aims to avoid conflict, merely to ensure that no disturbances arise anywhere, then her real message can no longer make any impact. For this message is in fact there precisely in order to conflict with our behavior, to tear man out of his life of lies, and to bring clarity and truth. Truth does not come cheap. It makes demands, and it also burns.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 8 past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Tuesday of Holy Week, March 30th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. Each day that begins, if welcomed in prayer, is accompanied by courage, so that the problems we have to face no longer seem to be obstacles to our happiness, but rather appeals from God, opportunities for our encounter with Him. Let's start praying. We join the whole church were led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul.
Lord, you have the words of everlasting life.
The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple.
Lord, you have the words of everlasting life.
The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
Lord, you have the words of everlasting life.
The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes.
Lord, you have the words of everlasting life.
The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever.
Lord, you have the words of everlasting life.
The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
Lord, you have the words of everlasting life.
More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold.
Lord, you have the words of everlasting life.
Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb.
Lord, you have the words of everlasting life.
Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you.
Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you.
Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, he will grant your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. Do not fret at the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place. He is not there. But the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey him.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. And the Lord will strengthen you if you obey him.
The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn. His bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth. For the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright. Their heritage will last forever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days. In time of famine, their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows. They shall vanish. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those he has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall never fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land, there they shall live forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. And the Lord will strengthen you if you obey him.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way.
Wait for the Lord to lead. Then follow in his way.
The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and seeks occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again. He was gone. I searched. He was nowhere to be found. See the just man. Mark the upright. For the peaceful man, a future lies in store. but sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in Him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You proclaim the poor to be blessed, Lord Jesus, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Fill us generously with your gifts. Teach us to put our trust in the Father and to seek his kingdom first of all, rather than imitate the powerful and envy the rich.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way.
When I am lifted up from the earth,
I will draw all men to myself.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Since we are surrounded by this cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every encumbrance of sin which clings to us, and persevere in running the race which lies ahead. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who inspires and perfects our faith. For the sake of the joy which lay before him, he endured the cross, heedless of its shame. He has taken his seat at the right of the throne of God. Remember how he endured the opposition of sinners. Hence, do not grow despondent or abandon the struggle. In your fight against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. Moreover, you have forgotten the encouraging words addressed to you as sons. My sons, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, nor lose heart when he reproves you. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he receives. Endure your trials as the discipline of God, who deals with you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you do not know the discipline of sons, you are not sons, but bastards. If we respected our earthly fathers who corrected us, should we not all the more submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us as seemed right to them, to prepare us for the short span of mortal life. But God does so for our true profit, that we may share his holiness. At the time it is administered, all discipline seems a cause for grief and not for joy. But later it brings forth the fruit of peace and justice to those who are trained in its school. So, strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight the paths you walk on, that your halting limbs may not be dislocated, but healed. The Word of the Lord. Jesus, the beginning and end of our faith, endured the cross, heedless of the shame, for the sake of the joy that would follow it.
He is seated now at the right hand of the throne of God.
He humbled himself by showing obedience, even when this meant death.
He is seated now at the right hand of the throne of God.
From the Book of the Holy Spirit by St. Basil, Bishop. When mankind was estranged from him by disobedience, God, our Savior, made a plan for raising us from our fall and restoring us to friendship with himself. According to this plan, Christ came in the flesh. He showed us the gospel way of life. He suffered, died on the cross, was buried, and rose from the dead. He did this so that we could be saved by imitation of him and recover our original status as sons of God by adoption. To attain holiness, then, we must not only pattern our lives on Christ by being gentle, humble, and patient, we must also imitate him in his death. Taking Christ for his model, Paul said that he wanted to become like him in his death in the hope that he too would be raised from death to life. We imitate Christ's death by being buried with him in baptism. If we ask what this kind of burial means and what benefit we may hope to derive from it, it means, first of all, making a complete break with our former way of life. And our Lord himself said that this cannot be done unless a man is born again. In other words, we have to begin a new life. We cannot do so until our previous life has been brought to an end. When runners reach the turning point on a race course, they have to pause briefly before they can go back in the opposite direction. So also, when we wish to reverse the direction of our lives, there must be a pause or a death to mark the end of one life and the beginning of another. Our descent into hell takes place when we imitate the burial of Christ by our baptism. The bodies of the baptized are, in a sense, buried in the water as a symbol of their renunciation of the sins of their unregenerative nature. As the Apostle says, the circumcision you have undergone is not an operation performed by human hands, but the complete stripping away of your unregenerative nature. This is the circumcision that Christ gave us, and it is accomplished by our burial with him in baptism. Baptism cleanses the soul from the pollution of worldly thoughts and inclinations. You will wash me, says the psalmist, and I will be whiter than snow. We receive this saving baptism only once, because there was only one death and one resurrection for the salvation of the world, and baptism is its symbol. By being baptized into Christ Jesus, we have all shared in his death.
We became one with him by dying as he did. Therefore, we shall be one with him also in rising to new life.
By our baptism, we were buried with him. We shared in his death.
We became one with him by dying as he did. Therefore, we shall be one with him also in rising to new life.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, grant us so to celebrate the mysteries of the Lord's Passion that we may merit to receive your pardon. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
28 minutes past the hour. Today's gospel is coming up in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Sunny sky sleeps in the morning.
Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday of Holy Week, March 30th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, we enter into some of the narratives of the Last Supper. This one from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John.
When Jesus had thus spoken, he was troubled in spirit and testified,
"Truly, truly I say to you, one of you will betray me."
Oh,
The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was lying close to the breast of Jesus. So Simon Peter beckoned to him.
Tell us who it is of whom he speaks.
So, lying thus close to the breast of Jesus, he said to him, Lord, who is it?
It is he to whom I shall give this morsel when I have dipped it.
So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him,
What you are going to do, do quickly.
Now, no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money box, Jesus was telling him, Buy what we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel, he immediately went out, and it was night.
Now is the Son of Man glorified, and in him God is glorified. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come.
Simon Peter said to him,
Lord, where are you going?
Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow afterward.
Lord, why cannot I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you.
Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly I say to you, the cock will not crow till you have denied me three times.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. As we progress through Holy Week, we can't avoid the humiliating appearance of Jesus before Pilate. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Our Lord is led in chains to the residence of the procurator, Pontius Pilate. They are in a hurry to get things over with. Jesus, with a silent dignity reflected in his walk, passes through the narrow streets which wind their way towards the house of Pilate. It was already daylight, and people in the city were awake and appearing at their doors and windows to see this man, famous and admired for his sanctity and deeds, now made prisoner. Our Lord had his hands bound together with a rope, which was stretched also around his neck. For such was the punishment meted out to those who misused their freedom against the people. He would be cold so early in the morning and tired. His face was disfigured by blows and spittle, his hair disheveled after having been pulled at, and his cheeks covered with bruises and blood, now become dry and hard. This is how Jesus appeared on the streets before the people, and they were all startled and frightened as they saw him. It was clear to everyone that the direction they were heading in and the manner of treating him all pointed towards his execution. Jesus was passed from the Sanhedrin to the jurisdiction of the Romans because the Jewish authorities were able to condemn a man to death but not to carry out the sentence. This is why they hurry along to the Roman authorities in the early hours of the morning to get the permission they need by whatever means they can for Jesus to be put to death. They want to get rid of him before the celebration of the feast begins. That which had been foretold about him was now beginning to be fulfilled to the letter, for he will be delivered to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. They will scourge him and kill him. And on the third day, he will rise. Something very strange is taking place. Only a few days ago, he had been speaking freely in the temple with such majesty. No one has ever spoken as this man, and he had entered into Jerusalem acclaimed by all the people. Now he is a prisoner and is mistreated by the Jewish authorities. Once he had worked so many miracles and was followed by a whole crowd of his disciples, now he is dealt with as an evildoer. The people would be amazed and the whole city would be talking about nothing else. They would call upon others to go and see such a surprising event. Jesus of Nazareth had been arrested. They led Jesus to the square in front of the praetorium. His accusers, however, did not enter the praetorium so that they might not be defiled, but might eat the Passover, since the Jews became legally impure if they entered the house of a foreigner. "What impious blindness!" exclaimed St. Augustine. "They think they're going to get contaminated by going into the house of another, and yet they have no fear of impurity brought on by a crime of their own doing." Once again are fulfilled those very strong words which our Lord had leveled at them on an earlier occasion. "You blind guides, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel." So Pilate went out to them. Jesus stood before Pilate, who would be immediately aware of the peace and serenity of the accused, in sharp contrast with the agitation and impatience of those who were calling for his death. Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "My kingship is not of this world. If my kingship were of this world, my servants would fight that I might not be handed over to the Jews. But my kingship is not from the world." Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king." This will be the last statement that our Lord will make before his accusers. After this, he will be silent like a sheep that before its shearers is dumb. The master now finds himself alone. His disciples no longer come to listen to the lessons he imparts, having abandoned him in the very moment when there is so much to learn. We should wish to accompany him in his sorrow and learn from him to have patience in the face of the small contradictions of each day, offering them up with love. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 20 minutes before the hour. Morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday of Holy Week, March 30th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We join the whole church in prayer now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Cruce, ad
O Lord, defend my cause. Rescue me from deceitful and impious men.
O Lord, defend my cause. Rescue me from deceitful and impious men.
Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men, rescue me, O God. Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? O send forth your light and your truth. Let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I will thank you on the harp, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty Father, source of everlasting light, send forth your truth into our hearts and pour over us the brightness of your light.
O Lord, defend my cause. Rescue me from deceitful and impious men.
Lord my God, you defended my cause. You ransomed my life.
Lord my God, you defended my cause. You ransomed my life.
Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart to the gates of the netherworld, where I shall be consigned for the rest of my years.
I said, I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world.
My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread.
Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night you give me over to torment.
Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits. Be my surety.
You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction, when you cast behind your back all my sins.
For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness.
The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness.
The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Lord, my God, You defended my cause. You ransomed my life.
My servant, the just one, will justify many by taking their sins on himself.
My servant, the just one, will justify many by taking their sins on himself.
To you our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer. To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us our offenses, but you wipe them away. Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple. You keep your pledge with wonders, O God our Savior, the hope of all the earth, of far distant isles. You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy. You care for the earth, give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain. And thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows. You level it, soften it with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows. The hills are girded with joy. The meadows covered with flocks, the valleys are decked with wheat. They shout for joy. Yes, they sing. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, hope of all the earth, hear the humble prayer of your children as we sing your praises. Pour out your Spirit on us, so that our lives may bear fruit abundantly.
My servant, the just one, will justify many by taking their sins on himself.
A reading from the book of Zechariah. I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and petition, and they shall look on him whom they have thrust through, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only son, and they shall grieve over him as one grieves over a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem shall be great. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
From every tribe and tongue and people and nation,
you brought us back to God.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
Father, give me the glory that I had with you before the world was made.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, give me the glory that I had with you
before the world was made.
Let us pray to Christ our Savior, who redeemed us by his death and resurrection.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You went up to Jerusalem to suffer, and so enter into your glory.
Bring your church to the Passover feast of heaven.
Lord, have mercy on us. You were lifted high on the cross and pierced by the soldier's lance.
Heal our wounds.
Lord, have mercy on us. You made the cross the tree of life.
Give its fruit to those reborn in baptism.
Lord, have mercy on us. On the cross, you forgave the repentant thief.
Forgive us our sins. Lord, have mercy on us.
We pause in silence to remember our own petitions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, grant us so to celebrate the mysteries of the Lord's Passion that we may merit to receive your pardon. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is coming up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. You go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at relevantradio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.